This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Saudi Arabia's King Salman opened the Group of 20 summit on Saturday with the coronavirus pandemic overshadowing this year's gathering of heads of state. We get more from AP's Sarah Bassett.
Saudi Arabia, which assumed the G20 presidency this year, is the host of the virtual summit that is bringing together leaders from the world's most developed economies. The pandemic has deeply affected the world's wealthiest nations, with 9 G20 countries ranking highest globally for the most cases recorded. The U.S. tops the list. 3 G20 leaders have been infected by the coronavirus: President Donald Trump, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, and Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro. The virus shows no signs of abating and has claimed more than 1.3 million lives worldwide. I'm Sarah Bassett.
The Islamic State's affiliate in Afghanistan is being blamed for a deadly morning mortar and rocket attack that killed at least 8 people and wounded several others in Kabul on Saturday. Reuters' Adam Reed reports.
The explosions set off warning sirens from embassies, and the attack comes just 2 days before a major conference for Afghanistan in Geneva. Afghanistan's Ministry of Interior said along with the dead, dozens more have been injured in the blast, with many requiring hospital treatment. Spokesman Tariq Aryan said terrorists mounted 14 rockets in a small truck and set them off. He added that an investigation was ongoing to find out how the vehicle got inside the city. One of the rockets landed close to the Iranian embassy, but it later said in a statement that there were no casualties among its staff.
That's Reuters' Adam Reed. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.